ultraviolet spectroscopy and TARDIS models of the broad-line type IC supernova 2014 AD, by Lindsay A. Kwok et al. Few published ultraviolet, UV, spectra exist for stripped envelope supernovae, and none to date for broad-line type IC supernovae, SNICBL. These objects have extremely high ejecta velocities and are the only supernova type directly linked to gamma-ray bursts, GRBs. Here we present two epochs of HST-STIS spectra of the SNICBL 2014 AD, the first UV spectra for this class. We supplement this with 26 new epochs of ground-based optical spectra, augmenting a rich spectral time series. The UV spectra do not show strong features, likely due to high opacity, and are consistent with broadened versions of other SNIC spectra observed in the UV. We measure Fe 5169 angstrom velocities and show that SN2014AD has even higher ejecta velocities than most SNEIC both with and without observed GRBs. We construct models of the SN2014AD UV plus optical spectra using TARDIS, a 1D Monte Carlo radiative transfer spectral synthesis code. The models fit the data well at multiple epochs in the optical but underestimate the flux in the UV. We find that high densities at high velocities are needed to reproduce the spectra, with approximately 3 Emsonoff material at V greater than 22,000 km S1, assuming spherical symmetry. Our nebular line fits suggest a steep density profile at low velocities. Together, these results imply a higher total ejecta mass than estimated from previous light curve analysis and expected from theory. This may be reconciled by a flattening of the density profile at low velocity and extra emission near the center of the ejecta. This was ultraviolet spectroscopy and TARDIS models of the broadline type IC supernova 2014 AD by Lindsay A. Kwok et al.